With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A major legal victory for Donald Trump at the Supreme Court.
The nation's highest court ruled that states cannot kick the former president off the ballot without action from Congress first. Justices overturned a Colorado ruling which barred Trump from the Republican primary ballot using the 14th Amendment. The court's unanimous ruling also ends efforts in Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to remove Trump because of his actions related to the January 6th Capitol riot.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, former Congressman John Campbell says the primary results in North Carolina will provide clues for what to expect during the presidential election in November.
The only one we know is the swing state is North Carolina. And so if you're trying to get some clues for November, that would be the one to look at.
Former Representative Campbell made those comments on the Salem Radio Network. Super Tuesday is tomorrow. Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful blizzard that closed highways and ski resorts has mostly moved through the Sierra Nevada. But forecasters warn more snow was on the way for Northern California mountains. Sections of Interstate 80 to the west and north of Lake Tahoe were closed Sunday, and the Highway Patrol says there is no estimate for reopening. Several ski resorts also closed all weekend. Power, though, has been restored to thousands who lost service on Saturday. Ohio ready to begin doling out hundreds of millions of dollars in opioid settlement money to community and government organizations. The One Ohio Recovery Foundation has been tasked with distributing $860 million of the settlements reached with drug makers and pharmaceutical companies over their roles in the national opioid crisis. This is SRN News. Free speech is in trouble.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that about 70% of Americans think that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the right for an individual to say whatever he wants. But perhaps even more alarming is the fact that the survey also reveals that roughly 40% of respondents say someone who believes something they find offensive should not be allowed to teach at a local school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a new law in Utah, faith leaders who learn about ongoing child abuse during a religious confession will be able to alert police without fear of legal ramifications. The measure extends to clergy members, the same legal protections that exist for mandatory reporters of child abuse and neglect in the secular world. Supporters say this bill could incentivize pastors to come forward. This is SRN News. A group of men in masks opened fire at an outdoor party in Central California, killing four people and injuring three others. It happened in King City, about 100 miles south of San Jose. No arrests have been made. In Mexico, criminal violence accompanying the beginning of the campaign for Mexico's presidential election.
As Mexico prepares for its largest elections in history, experts are increasingly concerned that these could be the country's bloodiest elections ever. Organized crime is once again preying on local candidates across the country where cartels dominate. Two mayoral hopefuls in the town of Maravatillo were not so fortunate and were killed by gunmen within hours of each other. Federal authorities provide security details to national candidates, while those running for local posts are left completely exposed and are conscious of the optics of having a security bubble. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at SRNnews.com.